Today's daf is the daf Lamed Gimel. So let's take it from the last line, Lamed Beis and Beis. Gemara was talking about the source. How do we know when it comes to Malkos u Mamon? The din is you pay tashlumim. So there's machlokas between Rabbi Yochanan and Ula what the source is. So now the Gemara wants to know why Rabbi Yochanan did not learn from the source of Ula. Ula learned from Tachas to Gzeres Shava. So the Gemara says again, last line of Lamed Beis and Beis. Rabbi Yochanan, my time alo Amar Ula. Why did he not use the Gzeres Shava Tachas? Because he says, "Im Kain, if you were to use that Gzeres Shava, then butlas ervas achoscha lo segala. You're going to completely nullify this pasuk, because based on this idea of tachas, what's going to happen is if a person is bav ervascha achoscha, the din should really be one should pay tashlumim and not pay malkos. And the pasuk says lo segala, which indicates there's malkos. You're never going to have an instance of malkos in the pasuk. How could you entirely uproot the pasuk ervas achoscha lo segala? And for that reason, Ula backed away from this drasha. Rather, Rabbi Yochanan backed away from the drasha of Ula." So now the Gemara says, wait a second, according to you, Rabbi Yochanan, that you're concerned of being mevata pas, because whenever there's mamon and malkos, you pay mamon and not malkos, then you're going to have the same problem when it comes to chovel b'chaveiro in the top line of daf lamed gimel. The Gemara says, chovel b'chaveiro nami im kain. If the din is when a person hits somebody else and you have to pay mamon, you don't get malkos, betalta lo yosef pen yosef. You're going to mevata that particular pasuk. There's never going to be malkos by chovel b'chaveiro also. And furthermore, by Edom Zomim to Nami, Im Kain Bitalta, Haya Im Ben Hakosa Rash, the Pasuk says that there should be Malkos for Edom Zomim, but if every case of Mamon and Malkos, there's going to be Mamon, so when do you ever have Malkos? Gemara says that that's not so much a problem. Ella must be Edom Zomim, Efshila Kayuma Ben Gush Ben Chalutza. You're right. In general, we pay Mamon over Malkos by Edom Zomim, but there is an instance whereby there will be Malkos, namely the case of Ben Gush Ben Chalutza, which is the first mission, Maseches Malkos, which teaches us that if Edom say that Reuven, for example, is a Ben Garusha or a Ben Chalutza, and they're lying, the Edom Zomim, they themselves do not become a Ben Garusha, Ben Chalutza, rather they get Malkos. So there is an instance where Ben Hakos Arasha will be fulfilled, and Chovu B'Chaveir Nami as well, Ikalikuma Shehikra Ka She'ein B'Shaprutva. A person hits his friend, and the value of the damage it causes is less than Shaprutta, so since you can't pay Mammon, it's less than Shaprutta, it will result in Malkos. So once we've established that, here as well, Achosa Nami Ikalikuma Bachoso Bogeris. Where is there an instance where you can get Malkos by Achoso? The person is Ba'al Achoso, who's a Bogeris. And we learned already in the past that there is no Knas by a Bogeris, so then that's going to be Malkos as well. So you do have instances of Malkos in all three of these cases. So then the Gemara says, okay, so either way, Rabbi Yochanan does not learn the drasha, tachas. So what did he do with the drasha? Amalach Rabbi Yochanan, hai tachas asher ina. What did he learn from this pasuk? He learned from the pasuk that mibay lei lichda bay. The Amar bay says, we're going to learn this in a few days from today, that the din is Amar kra, the pasuk says, tachas asher ina. The whole pasuk reads, v'nosan ha'isha shochev ima lavi anara. Chamishim kesef velo siyal isha. Person is ma'anis a woman. He pays 50 shekel to the father. Tachas hasheina, which is going to be the payment for causing her such inui. So the Gemara is medayik. Hi, tachas hasheina. The 50 kesef only covers the inui he caused her, the tsar he caused her. However, Mechlal implying that there are other factors he has to pay for as well. Dika boshe su pagam. That's where he learns from the pasuk tachas hasheina. It's not available to make a gzer shava. Ula, who used the word tachas for the other drasha, that whenever there's a malkos u mamon, you pay mamon and not malkos. So this pasuk tachas hasheina is not available to tell me that there are other forms of payment. So how does he know there are other forms of payment? Vula nafkale midirava. He learned this drasha from Rava, that what? Damar Rava, amar krav, v'nasa na'isha shochev ima lavi anara chamishim kesef. So the din is hanas shchiva chamishim, that the chamishim covers the shchiva, not from the drasha of tachas hasheina, but a different drasha, that the shchiva is paid for 50, mechla implying that there are other forms of payment, zi'ika boshes upagam. And that's what comes out from this gemara. So before going vayta, take a look at the top tosos on daf lamed gimel. This is a question tosos asks in the first tosos of Maseches Makos as well. There it's a much longer tosos, he gives a couple answers. Here is simply just one answer he gives. Tosos asks the question on the top here. Vim tomar, when it comes to the case of Ben Grusha, Ben Chalutza, Amai laku a edus de Ben Grusha. Why would a person get to Malkos for giving testimony about a person being a Ben Grusha if he turns out to be Edom Zomim? Ha havi edus she'enata yachal azima. There's a cloud that edus is only acceptable If the Edom know that they could get the punishment, they try giving Reuven, the Nidom. But if they're not able to get the punishment, then there's no Edus in the first place. One of the criteria is Edus has to have the potential that when I'm an aid, I give testimony, I must know that there's a risk involved, I might get the punishment back. But in this case, I'm not getting the punishment of Ben Gusha Ben Chalutza. So this is not called an Edus, it's a case, that you can't be Mazim, in which case the whole Edus in the first place shouldn't be Chal. So Tos in the last line tells us now here, you are Mekayim Edim Zomim, how? Because Hacha Niskayim Hazama Bimalkos. Even though I'm not getting the exact punishment I tried giving, I tried making Reuven a Ben Gusha. And I'm getting Malkus instead, even though they're different, it's still considered, more generally, I'm getting some form of punishment. That's called Yachol Lazima. And that's why it qualifies. Tosis and Malkus gives another answer. No, it's not Yachol Lazima. Even though I'm trying Ben Gusha, I'm getting Malkus instead. That's not, I'm not being Mekayim Edim Zomim there. But there's a special drasha when it comes to Ben Gusha, even though this is not an Edus, Sheyachol Azima, there's a special Gzeres HaKazus that Ben Gusha is an exception, that you don't need Yachol Azima in this case, even though everywhere else in Edus, one does need it. So now back inside the Gemara. The Gemara says around 15 lines down. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Edim Zomim, he gives another pshat. Why Edim Zomim get Mamon as opposed to Malkos? Edim Zomim, Mamonim Mishalmei, Umilka lo laki. Why? Why do we say they don't get Malkos? Why do they get Mamon over Malkos? He says because there's a technicality here. Mishum delav b'nei hasra ninhu. They're not subject to get hasra. You can't give hasra to Edom Zomim. It just doesn't work out. Why not? So the Gemara goes on to explain. You can't give hasra. If there's no hasra, there can't be Malkos. You could have Mamon without Malkos. Meaning if a person robs, he causes damage, he pays, even though he was never warned. But to give a person Malkos, you need hasra before giving the guy Malkos. But there can't be a case of hasra by Edom Zomim, so therefore we pay Mamon. Why can't there be Hasra by Malkos, by Edom Zomim? So the Gemara explains, Amareva Teda. I'll prove to you. Nisrei Behu Ema. So when exactly will you be warning the Edom Zomim? If you're going to tell me Nisrei Be Meikara, from the beginning you'll give them the proper warning, Rashi says 1 or 2 days before, maybe an hour beforehand, not right before the Maisa. Ami Ishtalin, they say, oh, we forgot. You told me 3 hours ago about the Hasra. You need to have Hasra within the context of the Maisa. That was a long time ago. I don't remember. So the claim they forgot, that's not good enough. Nisrei Behu Bishas Maisa. If you tell them when they're about to do the Edus, and you say, oh, you guys are Edom Zomim, don't do this. Parshi, they're going to separate Velo Masade. Now, the problem here, look at Rashi. Great, if they don't give Edom Zomim, that's great. Rashi, it's not that they won't give Edom Zomim. What it means is nobody will ever give Edus if you have to warn them. Look at Rashi says. Parshi, even if they're telling the truth. If someone says to them, oh, you guys are Edom Zomim, and if they're really not Edom Zomim, they don't want to involve themselves in this whole case. They're not going to give any testimony. You're going to suspect us for being Edom Zomim. I'm not going to give any testimony. I'm going to walk away. So to give them Hasra, Mamish B'Shas Edus, no Edom are ever going to give a testimony. That's going to undermine the whole system. So then what else should you give it to? Nisu Bubasof, if you give them a Hasra after they gave a testimony, what good is that? My Dahavahav, it's after the fact. The warning must take place before they gave the Edus. And Rashi points out, not simply before or after, because the din is, Edom have to have the ability to retract. But the klal is, Rashi points out, Kaven Shehigid Shuvlo Eino Chozer Magid. Once they gave the testimony, they can't retract in their words. So giving them a Hasra after they already gave the testimony in, they can't retract. The Hasra is too late. It doesn't work once they already filed their edus. So Gemara says, no, I'll tell you what. Maybe do maskevla rabai v'nisrei behu besoch kidei dibur. Let them give their testimony, and a moment afterwards, give them the warning, you guys are edim zomim, don't do this. Then they're allowed to retract so long as it's toch kidei dibur of their edus. They actually can be chozer magid. So that would be a very fine place to give Hasra. Let them give the testimony, warn them, and then they can retract if they want, and if they don't retract, that means that Edus is filed away, and they're subject to Edom Zomim. So Gemara says, Maskevla Rav Acha, Braid Rav Ika, he asks further, Benishibu Meikara, maybe they should give a warning 3 hours before the testimony. And when they give the testimony, Venir Mazbu Remuze, and then they could kind of give like a little, a sign language to them, that remember we gave you testimony a while ago? So that will be, enough of a remez for them to remember what's going on here, but it won't cause them to retract because it's not such like a blatant accusation of them. So maybe that should be the way. Warn them a couple hours before testimony and remind them softly while they're testifying. So Gemara says, you know what? This whole, my initial thought was wrong. Amr Abaye, lav milsi dami. That which I said initially, that you need to give hasra, tatim zomim, but since you can't give hasra, there shouldn't be no malchus. That's not true. Lav milsi dami. Because ishaka daitach, edim zomim tzrichim hasra. If you really assume that edim zomim do require hasra, if that's really the what's necessary, kilo masrinim behu lo katlinalu, and if you don't give them hasra, they're not subject to mace, to death. Mi ikimidi. Could there be anything? Inu bo katul blahasra. The edim zomim wanted to kill Reuven unjustly and without hasra. The inu bo hasra. So they tried killing Reuven, even though he didn't deserve to be killed, without ever giving him a warning. And now the edim zomim have a stringency that they only get killed if they're warned. That's not fair. Again, mi ikimidi the inu they the edim zomim bo katul blahasra. They wanted to kill Reuven without warning him first. Now they, the Edom Zomim, bo hasra, they need hasra. How about you? We have to invoke the pasuk vasisam lo kasher zom lasos lochiv v'leka. Whatever they try doing should be done to them. They try killing Reuven without warning him. We should get to kill them without warning them first. So he says there is no need for hasra at all. That's not true. What I said initially. So then the Gemara asks the question: Maskiv la Rav Sama braid the Rav Yirmiyah. El Miata, if that's really the case, that everything has to be equal, then El Miata, Ben Grusha, Ben Chalutza, Delo Mikasher Zamim, Kamis Rabbe, Libay Asra. With the Ben Grusha, Ben Chalutza, which is not learned out from Kasher Zamim. Because remember, the case of Ben Grusha, they tried making him a Ben Grusha, and they get Malkos instead. That's not Kasher Zamim. There's a special Xerzakos if we give Malkos to Ben Grusha. So if that's not really part of this equation, maybe Ben Grusha case should require Asra. I mean, the only reason why we don't need Asra by Eden Zomim in general is because we have Kesher Zomim telling us whatever they try doing, we give back to them. But Ben Grusha has not learned from Kesher Zomim. It has a different punishment from what they try doing. So maybe Ben Grusha, since it's different than Kesher Zomim, they should taka require Asra. Gemara says no. In the end of the day, even though you're right, Ben Grusha is not included in the pasuk Kesher Zomim, and it's a special exception that there's Malkos, even though they didn't try giving Malkos, in the end of the day, we have to invoke a different pasuk. Amarkra mishpat echad yelachem mishpat hashavak lekuchem. There must be a consistent and absolute judgment mishpat to all of them that all cases of Eden Zomim don't have asra, even though sometimes the punishment is learned from Kasher Zomim and sometimes it's learned from Ben Hakos Rasha by the Ben Gusha case. In the end of the day, there must be some mishpat, some overarching principle that there is no hasra by any of the cases when it comes to Edom Zomim. So either way, this cannot be the reason why there is no malchus, because really hasra isn't needed by Edom Zomim at all. Just look at Rashi for a second. Rashi says seven lines up from the bottom there. Mishpat hashava, v'cheven derov zomimim la b'nei hasra ninu. Since most cases of Edom Zomim are not really subject to hasra, you don't need hasra by the case of Ben Grusha, the Chalutza, either. Fine. I should mention, we keep mentioning this, Ben Grusha, Ben Chalutza, that the din of Ben Grusha, Ben Chalutza, Ben Grusha is a chiv deraisa. Ben Chalutza is not really a chiv deraisa. Ben Chalutza, the din is a chalal, who's a product of a chalutza. Korman Chalutza is only a chalal mid dirabanim. So Yishonim all ask the question, so how can we keep saying a Ben Grusha is chai malkos? I understand if they say, you're Ben Grusha, you're chalal deraisa, so the punishment is malkos deraisa. But if the Edom claim that he's a Ben Chalutza, that's only a Chalom Midrabanan. How could that Dirabanan make him become a Get Malkus Deraisa? So Ramban writes in Malkus, he says, you're right. In the end of the day, Ben Chalutza should not really be in the Mishnah. But just because we always couple Ben Grusha and Chalutza together, they're similar, we put this on the Mishnah, but the reality is a Ben Chalutza Edom Zomim will not lead to Malkus Deraisa. That's what the Ramban writes. However, Rambam and Rashi both seem to say that Ben Chalutza does result in a Malkos Deraisa. How could that be? So Rav Shmuel Rozovsky explains that Ramam is l'shitaso, that lo sasur, the din of lo sasur, according to Ramam, has a din to listen to Chachamim, and every din of Chachamim, according to Ramam, becomes a din Deraisa. So when you claim that a Ben Chalutza is a Chalal Derabanan, that's in essence an Isser lo sasur Deraisa, and that will result in a Malkos Deraisa. Ramban holds lo sasur does not apply to derabanan. It applies to only drushas that chachamim make based on the psukim, but not new derabanans that they create. So since he holds ben chalutz is only derabanan in the Ramban, it will not result in malchus. That's the other pshat. But one other pshat Rashi seems to say in one place that he holds ben chalutz is actually a din deraisa. Against all the other Rishonim he holds, chalutz is a din deraisa, which would be another reason why ben chalutz would result in a malchus deraisa as well. That can tie the Gemara. Now the Gemara is around 10 lines up. Rav Sheisha Brei Dirav Idi, Amar Chovel B'Chaveiro Nami, Mamona Mishalim, Umilka Lo Lucky, Mehacha. He brings another proof. How we know when a person damages another person that he pays that money, doesn't get malchus? Because it says in the pasuk, "V'chinatzu anashim v'nakru isha hara v'yatzu yoladeha." Two people are fighting, and he hits the lady who's pregnant, and the fetus comes out. And you pay the money. Read the rest of the pasuk, because the rest of the pasuk is key here. It says again, "V'chinatzu anashim v'nakru isha hara v'yatzu yoladeha." V'lo ye asam. There's no asam. There's no death. Meaning he didn't cause any person to die. That's where he pays money of the vlados to the husband of the wife. But if there was an ason, if he killed the woman, so then kimle b'dirabi minei, the din would be you get misa and not mamon. So hear what the Gemara says now. Amar Reb Elazar, not bimatzos or mitzos, it's bimatzos. Bimatzos means yinatsu, fighting. It's talking about bimatzos shibimisa kasimadaber, fighting that leads to misa, leads to death. Dichsivim ason yihiyeh, if it does result in death, someone dies, then you have to pay, then the person gets killed for killing somebody else, and there is no mamon. So what's the case here, where there's a misa and not mamon? If he was never warned, don't hit her, you might kill her, so my miktal, then the person should not be killed. There needs to be hasra before performing capital punishment. There certainly was a warning, don't hit her, you might kill her. So that was given. And then the Gemara makes the following assumption. If you're warned for a more serious avera, then included in that is also a lesser avera. So once you're warned, don't kill her, you also warned, don't hurt her, don't result in malchus. A musr l'chamisa is also included a musr l'malchus. Now we assume that there's a warning given for malchus as well. Don't be chovah b'chavera either, don't hurt her. And the pasuk says, "Amar Rachmana v'lo ye'ason anosh yanesh." If there is no death, if nobody dies, then yanesh anosh yanesh. You pay the money for it. So you pay the money, meaning even though there is an implied warning of chovah b'chavero, in the end of the day, yanesh yanesh. You pay the anosh yanesh. You pay the money, and you don't get malchus. That's the limon here. He wants to learn that mamon overrides malchus. Mar says, "Wait a second. Whoever said that you warned for a greater avera, you're getting a lesser avera warned for as well." Maskevla Rav Ashi, mimai de musra lo davar chamer, have musra lo davar hakal. Dilma lo have, maybe it's not true. And even if it's true, im tim slomer have, even if you want to say that, okay, if you're musra lo davar chamer, you're musra lo davar hakal, even if that is true, who says, mimai de misa chamur? Whoever said that death is actually a worse type of punishment than Dilma Malkos chamer? Maybe getting Malkos is considered a worse aveira. So just because you warn someone you'll get killed for hurting her, killing her, doesn't mean you'll get lashes for hurting her would also be included. Maybe lashes is even worse than misa. How could that be the case? Damar Rav, ilmale nagdu l'chananya mishav azariah. They were told, we're going to throw you in the kivshon sha'esh if you don't bow down to Zavod Azara. And the Gemara is saying something fascinating. Had they been beaten, had they been hit with lashes, they would have bowed down to the tzelem, implying that they weren't scared of death, but they were scared of malchus. So malchus is worse than misa. So the Gemara says no. Amrle Rav Sama Brei de Rav Asi le Rav Ashi. Amrle others say Rav Sama Brei de Rav Asi le Rav Ashi. V'lo shanilach bein hakash yesh lo kitzva. Hakash yesh lo kitzva. Is there no difference between a malchus pain that has an end, a limit, versus that which is not? In other words, in general, misa is certainly worse than malchus. There's no question about it. Misa is worse than malchus. But the case of Hanani Mishal Vazaria, it could have been a unlimited amount of Yisurim. They could have hit them and beat them and tortured them forever. If there's no end, that's actually torture. Endless torture is worse than Misa. We're talking about Malkos where there's an end game. There's a limit how many Malkos you could get. That is not as bad as Misa. So Misa is certainly worse than Malkos. But what the Gemara was referring to was, again, Hakash She'ein La Kitzva. Now, before we go right there, look at the interesting question Tosas asks here. Tosas says, had they been beaten, they would have bowed down. Tema, how could they bow down? The great tzaddikim, Hanani Mishal of Zariah, would have bowed down to the tzelem had they been beaten. We see in the Gemara Brachos, when they took Rabbi Kiva out, Amar Kol Yamai, Haisim Itzar, Apostle, I was always bothered by the Apostle, a Masa Yavo Liadi, when it will come to my hand to fulfill that Kayamid, Bechon Afshecha, to give my life up for Kaddish Baruch, to be Mosa Nefesh. Amma, we see Mashma, the Bechon Afshecha, Mairi Afilo Haimiyas, and that's Adam. Be Yusurma Kushin, that even a person is going through terrible Yisurim, he has to give his life up. Dumi the Rebbe Kiva, Shayu Masarkin Basaro Bimaskin Barzel. They were using a metal comb to scratch his skin. What greater Yisurim than that? And still there's a chiv to give one's life up, to be Moser Nefesh, Rikoshkin the Nagude, certainly for this case, to be tortured. Torturing, one does have to give up the life. So how can the Gemara suggest that had they been tortured, Hanani, Mishael, Vazaria would have bowed down to Avodah Zarah? That's against the pasuk. Omer Rabbeinu Tam, he says no. They also tell him the tzelm of Hanani, Mishael, Vazaria, Lahaya Avodah Zkochah Mamash. It really wasn't Avodah Zarah. And Lahaya also the Chavar Melech was something made just to show respect to the king. And the Mikra didn't, they didn't have to give their life up. V'afo Pikein, Haya Bom Kiddush Hashem, V'chein Masu Atman Lamisa. It would have been a Kiddush Hashem, it was a Kiddush Hashem, to give their life up, to be thrown into, say, in the end saved, but to be thrown into the fire, that was a Mesiras Nefesh, even though they didn't really have to. But if it came to the Yisurim HaKasha, Ein Bo Kitzvah, when it comes to such type of a pain, so at that point, then they would not have to give it a life, since it wasn't really a Avodah Zarah. But had it been a Avodah Zarah, Ein HaKanami, they would have to give their life up, even if it meant terrible HaKah, Shein Bo Kitzvah. So now back inside the Gemara, Mars says, wait a second. So this pasuk we said before, that they are warned for Misa, implies a warning for Malkos, and yet still they pay Mamon instead of the Malkos. So Maskevla Rav Yaakov Minar Pakud Hanichla Rabban, that only makes sense if you interpret the pasuk before the Damri Nefesh Mamish. The Mamish refers to Nefesh, we'll look at Rashi in a second. El Lerebi Damar Mamon Maik Member, that he interprets the word Nefesh to mean Mamon, this Joshua doesn't serve as a model. Look at Rashi, we'll take Rashi two lines from the top here. Hanichla Rabbanan Damri Bisan Hajim Beil Minasrafim Hinasrafim Niskavin Laharogzeh Baharogzeh. He tries killing Ruvain, Ben Kel instead kills Shimon, Yerchaiv, Vahaib Nasat the Nefesh Mamish Kamar. He's subject to Misa for killing Shimon, even though it wasn't the right person. Isan the Medak, you could learn from here. Vok Mikra Beshihisu Bo Ulamelef Yafo Gav Dikasra Yanish Mamon Kshain Bo Sha Misa. When there's a warning, if it did not result to a Misa, then he pays Mamon instead. So this all makes sense according to Rabbanan's understanding. El the Rebbe Damar Hasam Niskavin Laharogetze Baharogetze. He intends on killing Ruvain, instead he kills Shimon. He does not get killed. El Mishalim and Demeha Ishal the Yorshe just pays the value of the Yorshim. Im Kain Efshilik Meikra Bishal Hisra. Then you could say the whole pasuk above is referring to not a case of any warning. Mishim Hachi. That's because Ki Ein Ason Misham Demei Vlados. That's why when there's no death, you don't pay Vlados. V'chi Yesh Asha Ason. When there is Ason Misham Demei Isha, you pay the money of the Isha. But if there's mamish warning going on, a hasra that took place there, in a chanami, maybe there should taka be malkos and not a misham as well. So according to him, how do you learn, asks Rashi, Ma'ik Mehechatesi Chove B'chaveru the Tashumim Vav Kishisrabo. According to Rebbe, who interprets a pasuk entirely different, where there is no hasra, we still need to find the case. Where do you find the situation when there is hasra that one still pays mamon and not getting malkos? So the Gemara says, I'll tell you how we know. Ela Amar Rav Yaakov Minahar Pakud Mishmei Derava Meach. For the following pasuk, it says Im Yaakov Vehisalech B'chus Amishanto V'nika Amaka. So the pasuk is talking about a person hits somebody else, and he goes and he walks outside. If he's able to walk Amishanto, so then he's Nika Amaka. Rak Shifto Yita Yirapo Yirape. The guy who damaged him pays damage because in the end he didn't kill. Reuven hit Shimon. If Shimon dies, Reuven gets killed. If Shimon walks away, Reuven pays money. So Gemara says, "V'chitala daitcha shezem halach b'shuk v'zen herag." Would it make sense that Reuven walks away, the one who got hit, and Shimon gets killed? Reuven never died. Why is Shimon getting killed? He's not rotzayach. El melami to teach us shechov shinoso. Reuven, who was chovel b'Shimon, Reuven goes to jail now. V'meis, and we see what is the outcome of Shimon. If Shimon ends up dying, imeis, then katlinolei, we end up killing Reuven as a rotzayach. V'lo meis, if Shimon doesn't die, he walks away, and then shifto yitein yirapo yirape, he pays the damages, pays the medical damages, all the other money he owes him. Hechid, I mean, what's the case here? Yidilo asri bei, if we never warned Reuven, don't hit Shimon, amai mikta, why would Reuven get killed? Even if Shimon dies, Reuven shouldn't get killed unless there's hasra. El pshita must be a case to asri bei, they gave them a warning. And now we're invoking that assumption again, umusul davar chamur, musul davar hakal. If he's warned not to kill Shimon, this implied not to hurt Shimon either. The Torah says, even though he never died, Shimon, he only got hurt, shifto yitan rapo yirape, you only pay the money, you don't get the malkos. So this is a raya that you get mamon as opposed to malkos. So Gemara says, wait a second, maskevla Ravashi, Whoever said hasra for a worse punishment implies a hasra for a lesser punishment. Dilma lo havi. Maybe that's not the case. Avim tim shalomer havi. Even if I want to grant you that the warning for a more severe punishment includes even a lesser avera, a lesser punishment. Mimai de misa chamur. Whoever said misa is worse than malchus? Maybe dilma malchus chamur, like we said above. The merav il mali nagdu lechanani mishal v'azaria palchel atama. Had they been hit many times? Had they been tortured? They would have bowed down. So we see torture is worse than misa. Amalei Rav Sama, like we said above, Brei Ravasi, the Ravashi, Amalei Rav Sama, Brei Ravashi, Ravashi, Lo Shanalach, do not distinguish between Ben Haka, Sheish La Kitva, La Ka Shein La Kitva. So in the end of the day, so we see Malchus is certainly less than that of the Misa. And Maskev La, Rav Mary, Mimai de Bemazed, Venika Mekatla, how do you know it's a case of Mazed? We killed him intentionally. Maybe Dilma Bishogeg, Menachem Megalus. Maybe the pasuk referring to, he accidentally killed him, and he's free, he's innocent of Galus. But there's no indication that this pasuk is referring to Mazed, and maybe there's no case of Misa, no case of Malchus, there's no Rai from your Kash. The Gemara says, you're right. In the end, this is not a good pasuk to tell me that Mammon over Malchus in the case of Chovel B'Chaver. Now back to the initial question. The Gemara has been speaking in many blot about the Stira Mishnayos. Now our Mishnah says, in the beginning of the third paragraph of Maseches Ksubos, it says the din, that a person is ba on one of the arayos, the din is that one pays a knas, but the Mishnah Malkos says that one's gechiv Malkos. So is there tashumim, or is it Malkos? We gave different explanations. But now the Gemara is giving you another explanation. There is no contradiction, there's no stira. It's really the sheet of Rabbi Meir. Gemara says, Rishlak kishamar ha-mani Rabbi Meir, damar lokim mishalim. Meaning Rabbi Meir holds, whenever there's Malkos, and whenever there's mammon, you get both. So the Mishnah Ksubo says you get the Malkos, and the Mishnah in Malkos says you get the Mammon. Other way around. The Mishnah Ksubo says you get the Mammon, and the Mishnah Malkos says you get Malkos. There's no stira. You get both of them. They're both true. You get Mammon and Malkos. That's the Shita of Rabbi Meir. Even though they're not saying both in the same location, but you put the two Mishnahs together, it all makes sense. You get Mammon and Malkos, and that's the Shita of Rabbi Meir. Gemara says, "E Rabbi Meir, he." That's really Rabbi Meir shita. That in a case of a baal achosa, the din is you get mammon and malchus. So afil bito nami. Then even a person's baal bito, there should be misa and mishalim, because the difference is there's misa when it comes to bito. Because by a case of achoso, it's kares, and kares is aligned with malchus. When it comes to bito, the din would be misa. It's midas misa bide adam. There should be misa plus mammon. In other words, it sounds like Rabbi Meir does not hold of kimle b'drabim at all. Whenever the two punishments, you get both punishments. In the case of Achoso, there's Malkos plus Mammon. In the case of Bito, there's Misa plus Mammon. He doesn't hold of Kimle b'drabim. Gemara says, if you're going to tell me v'chi tema, Rabbi Meir only holds of Loke u'mishalim islay, but Meis u'mishalim leslay. He does hold of Kimle. Kimle does work. When there's Misa u'mishalim, Misa trumps Mishalim. But when there's Malkos u'mishalim, there he doesn't hold of Kimle. So it depends what the worst of Eir is. But lo, is that really not true? He doesn't distinguish. He really doesn't hold of it by Misa. Tanya, Ganav v'tavach b'Shabbos. A person steals and shechs an animal on Shabbos. Ganav v'tavach l'avodas kocham. He shechs it to avodas zara. And Ganav v'shur niskal v'tavcho misham tashumi arba v'chamisha. Even though these instances of shechting on Shabbos is a malacha, leads to a Misa. And shechting to avodas zara is a din of Misa. You still do Misa u'misham. So we see Rabbi Meir not only doesn't hold of kimle by Mloke u'misham, but even by Misa misham, he says you get both punishments as well. So why don't we say, by Bito too, there should be a din of Misa u'mishalim too. And the Mishnah just concludes, Chacham and Potin, Chacham say you're exempt, because they say, Kimle, but the Rabbi Minei, if there's Misa, you're potter from Dal Behe. But we're concerned with the Shita Shari Meir. So Gemara says, Ha Itmar Allah, Amr Rabbi Yaakov, Amr Rabbi Yochan, Amr Ila Adar say, Amr Rabbi Yirmiyah, Amr Rabbi Shimon, Melakash, Rabbi Abin, Rabbi Allah, B'chol Chaburasa, B'shrei, the Rabbi Yochan, a lot of people's names. No, the case of Tavach, of Dal Behe, that's an exception. B'toveach Aide Acher. Where Reuven told someone else to shecht. Had Reuven himself shechted the animal on Shabbos, or shechted the Tavo Dezara, einachanami, he would only get Misa and not Tashumim. Rabbi Meir holds of Kimle b'Rabbinei, by Misa Mashalim, there's only Misa, not Tashumim. But this particular instance, the reason why he has to pay, even though there's also Misa, because somebody else did the shechting, someone else did the Misa, and that's why the guy's getting killed, but Reuven is the one who has to pay Dal Behe. So Gemara says, wait a second, if Reuven told Shimon to shecht, why did Reuven have to pay Dal Behe? Okay, Reuven's getting killed because he shechted on Shabbos. I'm sorry. Reuven told Shimon to shecht. So now Shimon's getting killed because he shechted on Shabbos. But how could Reuven pay Dal Behe? I shouldn't be responsible for that which Shimon did. Shimon did the avera. I paid dalva. Hey, that doesn't make any sense. We have a concept. Ain shlich the var avera. So if Shimon did the avera, he gets misa and he's pater from dalva. Hey, but I chose to be pater from dalva. Hey, Mar says when it comes to tovech, there's a special exception here. There's a one exception where we have shlichas ledvar avera does work in this particular context. How do we know this? Just like when you sell something, you need somebody else, another party, to sell to. So too, when you shecht, even if it's to somebody else, another person, there would be a responsibility of Davehe, even though it's Ideacher. The Beir Rabbi Shmuel learns from a different drush from the same point. Tana, it says the Pasuk Tvacho al Macharo, is extra Larabos as a Shliach, even Ide Shliach. Ruvain the Mishalech will be chayv dalvehe, even though normally ein shlich ledvar avera, this is an exception. And so too, the Beit Chizkiya learned the same point from a different word, tana tachas. The word tachas is extra in the pasuk. The rabbis again as a shliach. So in this instance, in this particular case, is an exception whereby you can have a case where one person gets misa and someone else gets tashumim. There's both mamon and mace the same case. But in general, Rameh agrees there is kimle v'drabinei by misa umusham. There's only misa. But the instance of Malkos Mishalim, thereby he holds there is no Kimle, you would get both punishments. So Gemara then says, and we'll stop with this question, Maskevla Mar Zutra. Mika, is there ever any instance, Mide de Ilu Avid Ihi Lo Mechayev, had he himself, had Reuven, shechted the animal, he would only get Misa and would not get Dalvehe, if he was the one doing both actions, or the one action. But Avid Shliach, when he does has a Shliach do it for him, the Mechayev Ihu, he's chayv. So he himself is chayv now. This makes sense. If Reuven himself did it, he'd be pas from dalbehe. He gets misa. But now they appointed Shimon to do it, he would get chayv. That doesn't make sense. You, the shliach, can't make you more chayv than what you yourself would do. But it says no. The din is the really truth is la mishum dol mechayv. When Reuven himself shechs the animal on Shabbos, he gets misa and not tashumen. Doesn't mean tashumen doesn't exist. Of course tashumen exists, except that the misa overrides the tashumen. Tashumen exists there. So when he appoints Shimon to do the Tricha, so Tricha is going to cause Shimon to get the Misa, but the Mammon still exists, that Mammon is Chal on Reuven. So in general, whenever there's a Kimle B'de Avimnei, both punishments do apply, except we only give out one of them, but they're both Chal. So again, Michayv Ihu, La Mishum De Lo Michayv, not because it's not Chayv in the Dalvehe, and Mishum De Kimle B'de Avimnei. So Rashi says in the bottom here, La Mishum De Lo Michayv Hu, Dechiv Ramiole, Dechiv Dalvehe does apply to Reuven. Except El Mishum de Kimle b'de Rabimnei, when he does the Tvicha, Reuven gets the Misa instead of the Tashumim. But when Shimon does the Tvicha, so Shimon gets the Misa, and then Reuven is able to pay the Mammon. That's the understanding. There's inching toes in the bottom here. We're not going to do it. But inching toes is who distinguishes between the Tashlumim and Knas. He's walking a very fine line here, because the din is, when it comes to Tashlumim, when you pay, Knas is a penalty that Bezdin creates. Tashumim is something that I create. If I damage something, my Maisa creates the Chi Mamun, and that Mamun exists on me, even though there's also Misa. Misa wipes out the Chalos Mamun. But when a Knas, however, Knas is not created by an action. Bezdin gives out the Knas. So how could it be that if there's a case of Misa and Knas, if Bezdin only gives out Misa, Knas shouldn't really exist in that case? So if Knas Adalvehe is really a Knas in that particular case, so why would you say there's a theoretical Knas on Reuven if he did both? That actually did a tvicha. It shouldn't exist. Bezdin only gave out the Misa. They didn't give out the Knas. So he walks a very fine line to try to say, even though Bezdin creates the Knas does really exist even prior to Bezdin creating that Knas. Okay, we'll stop here. And Mirtashem, you'll continue tomorrow.